第8章、関係詞の正しい使い方。57、最近客が本を自由に読めるカフェを店内に設けている大型書店もある。
These days, some large bookshops have cafes where customers are allowed to read any of the books. These days, there are some large bookshops that have cafes in which customers are free to read any book they like.
58、一緒にいるのを見られたくない人と一緒にいるときに限って知り合いに会うことが多い。
You are more likely to meet someone you know when you are with someone you don't want to be seen with. The possibility of meeting someone you know increases when you are with someone you don't want to be seen with.
59、先生は私が一人暮らしを始めたと知って何でも話し合える友達がいるかどうか尋ねました。
The teacher learned that I had started living by myself and asked me if I had a friend I could talk about anything with. The teacher heard that I had started living on my own and asked me whether I had a friend with whom I could talk about anything.
60、私たちは自分で意味がわからないような言葉を使わないよう先生に忠告されました。
We were advised by the teacher not to use a word we don't know the meaning of. Our teacher said to us, "Don't use a word if you don't know its meaning."
61、ロンドンで暮らして数週間になる私の叔父は天気がよく変わるので驚いています。
My uncle, who has been living in London for a few weeks, is surprised at how often the weather changes. My uncle has been living in London for several weeks, and he is surprised at how changeable the weather is.
62、先日ある本を探していたら、なくしたと思っていた辞書が見つかった。
When I was looking for a book the other day,I found the dictionary which I thought had been missing. When I was searching for a book a few days ago, I found the dictionary I thought I had lost.
63、言葉には不思議な力がある。どんなに疲れていても、ありがとうの言葉を聞くと、疲れは吹き飛ぶ。
Words have a wonderful power. No matter how tired you are,Your fatigue will disappear when you hear the words, thank you. Language has a marvelous power. However tired you are, hearing thank you will get rid of your tiredness.
64. 日本では当たり前の物事が米国の生活には当てはまらないことが多い。
What is taken for granted in Japan doesn't often apply to American life.What is considered natural in Japan doesn't often fit in with the American way of life.